This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
People just want to know what the plan is. I mean, gas prices all-time high, inflation at a 40-year high. You know, President, in his piece, makes the case that the economy is thriving.
You ever get that funny feeling like something's going to happen? Like a storm brewing?
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's a fella by the name of Brandon that people talk about.
Whoosh. This time, we have to take the time to do something. And this time, it's time for the Senate to do something.
But right now, they got to do what's right for them. Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
I want to be very clear. It's about not about vilifying gun owners.
Oh, the gum. Yeah, let's all enjoy a chew, huh? Three buddies sitting around chewing gum.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. A couple other stories from the police log or the police blotter that I just wanted to mention. Some of them Grace didn't get to. A couple of them Grace didn't get to. A couple of them I've just had for a day or two. And you know how a few years ago there were stories about the honeybees were dying off, and this was the wages of our sins against the climate. And that honeybees were needed to cross-pollinate everything, and that this was a beginning. The hives were failing, and this was the beginning of the end for all life on planet Earth. Remember those stories, Taylor?
Yeah.
There are only about a million of them, right? So here's a new story. This is in Lower Manhattan. A New York City police detective captured and removed 8,000 honeybees from the side of 3 World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan late Saturday night. The swarm of bees was located to an apple orchard. So apparently the city of New York is being overrun, not just by homeless people and bums and illegal aliens, but by bees.
I didn't know there was an apple orchard in Manhattan.
I don't know. It just says an apple orchard. It doesn't say if it's in Manhattan or if it's in Westchester County or where the hell it is. Around 20,000 bees were on a low-hanging tree branch in Queens. That was earlier in May. Police also responded to a swarm of around 15,000 bees in Queens on May 15th. So I'm going to guess that the same people who were saying that there were too few bees and that was global warming are saying that there are now too many bees, and that will be blamed on global warming as well. 844-500-4242. Remember the governor's son, AJ, and how he got taken off a JetBlue flight coming into Logan a few years back, and he was accused of groping a woman?
I couldn't ask for a better son, AJ.
And the case just went away. Never. It went to the feds, and nothing ever happened with it. Well, California man has now been arrested for abusive sexual contact on a flight from L.A. to Boston, a JetBlue flight.
AJ, what the f***?
This was on, I guess, Tuesday. Jaraj Singh Dillon, Jaraj Sins Dillon, 42, of Modesto, California, was charged with 2 counts of abusive sexual conduct. The first victim reported that Dillon, seated in the aisle seat next to her, allegedly touched her thigh and groin area while she was taking care of her infant child, who was in a car seat in the window seat next to her. The first victim allegedly called for help and stated out loud, "This man just groped me." The second victim, who was seated in the aisle seat opposite Dillon, reported that Dillon then allegedly reached out with both hands and simultaneously grabbed her groin and buttocks while she was standing in the aisle. And he said that he was actually sleeping. He was sleep groping. You know, and I was just, but you know, what is the connection here? This guy has been bound over for trial, unlike AJ. But there's something that you can say. His first name is Jiraj. And you can't spell Jiraj, Taylor, without AJ. All right. 844-500-42.
I guess your heart was in the right place, AJ. But it's wrong. Come on.
Your heart may have been in the right place, but your hands were not in the right place, allegedly. Daniel Eli Bouzaziz faces 4 charges in connection for an alleged art forgery scam he was running out of his Palm Beach art gallery. Daniel Eli Bouzaz has been charged with wire fraud, mail fraud, and money laundering for allegedly selling fake works attributed to such big names as Jean Michael Basquiat, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Andy Warhol, Banksy, Henri Matisse, Keith Haring, and Roy Lichtenstein. This guy has 2 galleries. I remember when this happened, the FBI came in and raided one of his galleries on Worth Avenue. That's the expensive street, kind of the Rodeo Drive of Palm Beach. And listen to this. Many of the forgeries were cheap reproductions with fake seals of authenticity, like a Basquiat, that Bouzaziz stands accused of having bought on live auctioneers for $495. Do you know how much he flipped it for the $495 reproduction?
10 grand?
12 million.
Oh my God.
It says to an undercover FBI agent, I'm hoping the FBI agent didn't pay him that. Bouzaz, who's born in Algeria, and he calls himself a Frenchman, is said to have similarly sold a $485 Lichtenstein print to an undercover agent for $25,000. Another of Bouzaziz's alleged victims spent $85,000 on a $100 Warhol reproduction presented as the real deal. Another thought he had snagged both a Lichtenstein, a Matisse, and a Warhol for $290,000 until a New York gallery director warned him that this holy grail was too good to be true. Wow, that's pretty good. There's a lot of money in Palm Beach, as you may have noticed, when they're spending that kind of dough. He had 2 galleries in Palm Beach. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So this is now the graduation season that we're in. A lot of colleges have already had their graduations. What the hell is this? Sorry about that. I didn't know what that was. So a lot of colleges and high schools have had their graduations. I think the high school that's near me, the prep school, the boarding school, I think they're going to have it this weekend. They've got the big tent up across the street from where I live. But so this is a good time to talk about graduations and the speeches and what's said. And one of my new favorite people in the world is a Harvard psychology major, Emma Hesner. And apparently she was, Merrick Garland, also known as Garland Merrick, was making an insufferable speech at Harvard University. I mean, even the Washington Post said in this headline, Garland's mushy speech to Harvard grads does not inspire confidence. Former Secretary of Education Bill Bennett had this to say about Garland's speech to the class of 2022 at Harvard. We've heard all of this before. There is nothing new. America is a wreck. Democracy is under the threat. January 6th. My God, that's not what you pay all this money for. So anyway, this Harvard psychology major, Emma Hesner, she walked out. She's walked out right in the middle of it. I think he was trying to be inspirational and motivating, as in, you guys are responsible for making the world a better place, she said. But the way it read, it was very much like, this country sucks and you guys can fix it. So she just walked out. She said she wanted to spend more time with her parents. That's in their video. This is what she said. They're the ones who were there for me and who supported me, and I didn't want to be preached to by Merrick Garland when he was talking a lot of talk but not really walking the walk that he was preaching. So she walked out. Good for Emma. I don't know how she, what kind of graduate school she's going to get into after speaking the truth to power about a mushy wimp like Merrick Garland. 844-500-4242. But wait, there's more. There's more. Fauci was very grouchy today. He was speaking at CCNY City College of New York.
Ha, 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 ha.
In Harlem. And he just laid into Trump. Remember he said he was above politics and he didn't want to have anything to do with politics. He wouldn't get involved in politics. But so he goes up to, he goes uptown and he decides to rip in to Donald Trump. It's a, he didn't mention him by name, but he made a not so veiled attack on Donald Trump this afternoon or this morning in New York City, in Manhattan. Cut 15.
While genuine differences of opinion or ideology are part of a healthy society, increasingly we are hearing, reading, and seeing outlandish statements and pronouncements propped up by deliberate distortions of reality. Fabrications, conspiracy theories, and outright lies are becoming commonplace from radical fringe groups as well as from people who you would hope would know better, and you know who they are.
Are you referring to Joe Biden with his lies about saving $500 on your utility bill? Is that what you're referring to?
I didn't really read that as an attack on Trump, more Rand Paul.
I think it could be both. Could it be an attack on Hillary Clinton for saying no one needs an AR-15 when she's been guarded by probably much more powerful firearms than an AR-15 for the last 30 years? It could be. It could actually be anybody, Taylor. 844-500-4242. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You could have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning Auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum can do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your real estate, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming, so don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
This summer, enjoy less time in the grocery store checkout line with HelloFresh. With over 55 options each week, you'll never get bored. Get $125 off during the Memorial Day flash sale with code Howie125 at HelloFresh.com/Howie125. Taylor. What's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Elon Musk says he has a super bad feeling about the economy. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
97% agree.
All right. So about the graduations, I just want to ask you, if you had a chance to make a commencement speech, What would you tell the graduates? I mean, if you were really trying to give them good advice, I mean, you know, most people are like Merrick Garland or Fauci. I mean, they it's mainly libs that get invited, and you know, really pompous libs like Garland Merrick or Merica Garland or Fauci. Nancy Pelosi was at Brown last week. That's why she couldn't be a designated driver for Paul when he got into his accident. By the way, have you seen the meme? Paul Pelosi's car has killed more people than my gun, because he killed his brother back in 1957, driving around at age 16. Taylor Swift spoke at NYU. Left-wing stenographer Bob Woodward spoke at BU. And, of course, old Joe himself at the University of Delaware in the Naval Academy. So, but if you could do a commencement, if you could try to give advice to the class of 2022, what would you tell them? I would try to be, helpful if I could. I would not deal in generalities or bromides, whatever you want to call it. I would try to tell them, you know, things that I think could pay off. And one of them would be, don't gossip. Try not to gossip will always come back to bite you in the workplace. And try to stay out of woke environments for any number of reasons, but one of which is get woke, go broke. Just ask Disney and just ask now the Tampa Bay Rays after crossing Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. I would also say dental insurance. I've said that before when we're talking about this. I think dental insurance is really underrated, and it can cost you a lot of dough. I would also say if you're in one of these companies where they have the hybrid work environment and you're just breaking in, try to get into the office, because out of sight, out of mind, you're not going to get anybody. You're not going to get anybody's attention. You got to show them what you can do. And if you're just doing sort of, scut work from home, you know, ordering stuff, that kind of thing, then no one's ever going to notice you, and you're never going to get a chance to move up. So I would say definitely try to get back into the office, even though it's a pain. You don't want to get on the subway or the bus, or you don't want to drive into the city and it costs you a lot of money. What advice would you give people, Taylor?
Look out for yourself and your family first. That way you can have the means and the comfortability to help other people out when you're called upon to do so. Don't overexert yourself bending over backwards for people when your family can't even meet your own needs.
That's kind of a life lesson, though. What about being in the actual company, though?
I mean, that kind of speaks to what kind of company you're going to work for. You're going to go towards a public policy center and, pass out, canned goods to people, or are you going to go into an actual law firm and make some money for yourself and then maybe, you know, put your resources together later in life and help people?
I would say, you know, if you can handle it, I would say you're better off being your own boss. I mean, I know not everybody can do that. It took me a long, long time to do it myself, but I would say that's the best way to go. Zebra, what's your advice for the class of 2022?
Well, it actually comes from a song from somebody's valedictorian speech from the 1989 or 88, I think. Was attributed to a lot of people, but it was a great writer. I think it was a Wall Street Journal. She said, "Everyone deserves to wear sunscreen." And it was actually, if you go look it up, Taylor can probably find it. But I'm thinking of your thing, and I'm hoping you're going to recover and you'll be fine. My mother had to go through it. Everyone has to go through it because we didn't know any better. But if there's one thing you can be sure of, wearing sunscreen out in the sun is a good idea for everyone.
That is a good idea, Zebra. I mean, that's like real prosaic advice. But I had my stitches taken out of my nose today, and the dermatologist told me again, be sure to wear sunscreen. And by the way, I don't want to scare anybody, but next week my face is probably going to be pretty inflamed because I'm putting this the same stuff that turned my nose a rosy Tip O'Neill red. I put it on the rest of my face to get rid of some of the beginning problems I'm having. It's not a serious, not serious, knock on wood, but yeah, sunscreen. What advice do you give to the graduates? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. What advice would you give to the graduating students if you could get a, if you could do a commencement address and just tell them something that might help them out as opposed to pontificating and virtue signaling like so many of them do? 844-500-4242. By the way, if you want to get a great Father's Day gift, we have right now at HowieCarshow.com store, HowieCarshow.com. Click on store and you could get a one t-shirt for a regular price and the second t-shirt for half price. So you can get, that's a good savings. And you can get two Father's Day gifts for your father and somebody else. You can get them both the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt like I'm wearing right now on social media and a Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. We got some new t-shirts, and it's a good thing. Plenty of time to get it for Father's Day. It's on, Father's Day is 2 weeks away. Order tonight or this weekend, and you can take advantage of the special deal. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
First time, long time.
Thank you.
My father used to listen to you before he passed away, but I do have some advice.
Yes.
And if you know who Rodney Dangerfield is.
Of course.
And you ever saw the movie Back to School.
Yes.
My advice to the graduates is this. It's tough out there. Don't go.
You know what, Bob? I think a lot of them have been taking that advice. I think those are a lot of the people that are in Antifa and are, you know, becoming graduate assistants and then moving up the ladder and trying to get tenure, and just they, because they don't want to leave. And it is kind of a cushy environment, actually. Thanks for the call, Bob. 844-500-4242. Mike, what's your advice for the class of 2022?
My advice is to, when you leave school, be a critical thinker and don't just follow the crowd.
Well, that's good. You know what, Mike? That's something they're never told in college, especially now. Now it's worse than ever. You can't even get into any debates with your professors, or they'll mark you down. A lot of these professors tell them on the first day of class, you know, it's my way or the highway. Only they don't put it in quite those terms. They put it in more PC terms. You know, that there's only one reality, and we're in a, I don't know what they call it, postmodern society, and we're going to deconstruct the U.S. Constitution and political science. But you're right. I mean, they should learn that before they graduate college, though, shouldn't they, Mike?
Teach them how to think and not what to think.
Right. Exactly. That's what liberal arts is all about. That's the thing about it. That's the thing. You don't really have to go to college to get an education. I mean, you can pick up a trade or something that you could do with your hands, or something. You don't need that credential, which every year means less and less. And you could just read on your own and educate yourself. And a lot of the people that I've known that were the most well-read, the most intellectually rigorous people were, you know, didn't have a college degree. That's reality. By the way, Limerick guy was talking about the guy who was using the rascal to drive through through the Walmart. He ran a blue light.
Ha 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 ha.
That was pretty good, but I thought that was I didn't want to leave that one on the cutting room floor. That was a good one, Limerick guy. 844-500-4242. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. What's your advice, Barbara?
Hey, happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Three quick points. There is a reason the word integrity begins with the letter I. Charity begins at home.
Yes.
And believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Oh, that's a really good one, Barbara. I particularly like the last one. Yeah.
They're cliches. They've been around for a long time, but boy, do they speak to us now.
Yeah, charity begins at home. That's why I always like to look at the charitable donations of the various candidates, especially Democrat candidates, because you know, they talk a very good game, like, well, just about all of them, but they never seem to put their money where their mouth is. Remember
where their mouth is.
Yeah, right. Remember the Clintons when they were they were taking write-offs for their mildewed shower curtains and their used underwear. I knew that, you knew what kind of people they were. You know that John Kerry, when he was buying an imported Italian motorcycle and then claiming that he didn't have any money to give to charity.
Didn't Liz Warren do that too? She donated a bunch of clothes or something like that?
That's right. You know what? You're absolutely right. I forgot about that. She donated a bunch of old pantsuits, probably. She claimed $50,000.
Moccasins.
$50,000 in write-offs.
Charity begins at home.
I know, but she, you know, she was that tells you a lot about people. You know, you can see and you know, always tip well too. That's another thing. I mean, you should just do that as a matter of common courtesy. But you know, it will come back to haunt you if you don't tip well. I mean, again, we come back to John Kerry. I mean, he was one of the world's worst tippers. Same with the Kennedys. All these rich people, or all these privileged people, and you know, it's, and guys like Donald Trump, you know, that are always passing out the 20s and 50s to the help, because they know what the money means. 844-500-4242. I'd like to hear an address from Donald Trump. I know that's not in the cards, not even at Trump University, which I don't think is in business anymore. But wouldn't it be great to hear an address to the graduates from Donald Trump, just to see what he had to say? Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Howie, long-time listener, first-time caller. Here's my advice. I have a daughter who's going to graduate next year. I would tell all these kids graduating from most colleges, not all, that they spent the last 4 years learning why the left thinks they're more right than the right. And they're going to spend the next decades and their career learning why the right is more right than the left.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my advice. It's a life lesson, and it comes at a heavy expense to most of us. And I think they're going to learn that over time. But they've been groomed a certain way, and they're going to have to get ungroomed. It's a natural process. So thanks.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. You know, I just thought of another thing too. I would tell them, you know, you kids, you may think you went to a really good college, a really elite college, or you may say, you know, I didn't go to such a great college. And some of my classmates are going to have a leg up on me because they went to better schools. But I'm here to tell you that in 5 years, nobody is going to give a bleep where you went to college. The only thing that matters is how you deliver in the workplace. That's what counts. It doesn't matter if you went to Harvard or Bay State Community College. As long as you can get the job done, that's the only thing that matters. So don't ever have an inferiority or a superiority complex. 844-500-4242. Jeremiah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I have some sage old advice that used to at one time describe New Englanders. It's from Henry David Thoreau, and it's, a man is rich in relation to what he can do without.
That is good. It is old New England, but it equally applies today. Yeah, exactly. Always live within your means. Always try to put some money away. Always, and this was just for me. I assume a lot of you would disagree with this, but always try to max out your 401k, because you know, it's and if you can, get it into the Roth plan. So pay the taxes off, in other words, so you can avoid paying the taxes. I mean, That's just common sense. You know, no matter what the market does, you got to put money aside, because you can't count on nobody. Count on, especially government officials, any politicians. Don't It goes back. Don't believe anything you hear. Believe only half of what you see and nothing of what you hear. How about one from Mr. Dooley, the fictional Irish bartender from Chicago back at the turn of the 20th century? Ronald Reagan used to quote this one, "Trust everybody, but cut the cards." His version was "trust everybody, but verify." But I like "trust everybody, but cut the cards" better. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I graduated from Deerfield myself, and I can't tell you who spoke at my commencement, but I can tell you what my dad said to me after the graduation. He said, "Pay your credit card bill off every month and never worry about who gets credit. Just do your best to get the job done."
Right. I agree. Was he a Deerfield guy too, Chris?
No, no, no. My family's all blue collar, and I was a day student and worked hard just to get through.
Yeah, that's really true. I got to remember who my commencement speaker was, Marquis Childs. He was this famous columnist of the time. Nobody's ever heard of him. I doubt 10 people listening to me right now remember who Marquis Childs was. I have no idea what he said. It was just BS. But your father gave you better advice than the speaker did, whoever it was. Thank you, Chris. 844-500-4242. The motto of Deerfield was "Be worthy of your heritage." I never really knew what that meant, though. Honestly, we'll take some more calls. What's your advice for the class of 2022 if you were a commencement speaker in this commencement season when the likes of Dr. Fauci are ripping into their political foes, accusing others of doing what he himself does? This summer, I'm looking forward to getting some more of what I love with HelloFresh. More chef-crafted recipes, more convenience, and more ways than ever to customize my orders, meaning less time grocery shopping and more fun in the sun. With HelloFresh, there are more than 55 different weekly options to choose from. Their recipes feature summer's freshest produce with ingredients that travel from the farm to my front door in less than a week. HelloFresh's chef-curated recipes are filled with seasonal flavors like their presto, pesto, panko chicken, roasted garlic and zucchini flatbreads, and Southwest shrimp tacos. They're so good, you will learn to take chances with recipes you would never consider on your own if you had to go to the supermarket and buy everything, including the spices. They always include just enough spices so you don't have to stock up on unfamiliar spices that you may not end up liking. It's a very filling meal that you get, and if there's only two or three people in your household, you are most likely going to have enough left over for lunch or dinner the next day. It really turns out to be a good deal. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to waste the gas. You don't have to leave the nice backyard. It's going to be a nice weekend in the 80s. You don't want to be going to the supermarket and then be frustrated when you can't find stuff. All you got to do is go online and put in your HelloFresh order, and you're all set for the week. It arrives on on Tuesday probably, or Wednesday, delivered straight to your front door or your driveway, and it's all right there for you. You don't have to worry about anything, and the food is so great. HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to get great meals on your table with low prep, easy cleanup options, including meals ready in just 20 minutes. And they're a lot healthier than ordering takeout or getting the usual stuff you get every week and you've gotten into a rut over. Break out of the rut. Get started during the Memorial Day flash sale at HelloFresh.com/Howie125 and use code Howie125 for $125 off. That's code Howie125 for $125 off at HelloFresh.com/Howie125. HelloFresh.com/Howie125. Code Howie125. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it? It's fine.
Joe Biden wanted you to know, though, it's not about, well, let him say it himself. Cut one.
This is not about taking away anyone's guns. It's about not about vilifying gun owners.
Even if you put your chewing gum on the bedpost overnight. 844-500-4242. 860. What I tell the graduates is go through life with your glass always half full, never half empty. Be and always be positive. That's true, I think. I mean, again, that's a cliche, but it's true. You know, if you live longer if you have a positive mental attitude. There's no doubt about that. 661 says, don't get married. There's a very cynical way to put things. I think, you know, again, I think if you're looking to live a long life, you probably get married. That's what an actuarial statistics would tell you.
One I would add is never pass up an opportunity, even if it inconveniences you. That's how I'm here.
Yeah.
One day you came down to the station I was working at, and I was asked to stay and run the board till 7 o'clock. I usually go home at 1 p.m. I said, of course I'll run the board for Howie.
Yeah, that's true. Never pass up an opportunity. I tell Grace, never pass up an opportunity to go on TV. Don't fall for another pandemic. That's good advice. I don't think they're going to, well, I don't know. The smart ones aren't going to fall for it. 617, go back to trade school, kids, and become a fully licensed electrician and open a business on Nantucket. You'll be driving a Lamborghini by age 35. I think that is 100% accurate. 781, if you're in an office, stay on the good side of executive assistants, secretaries, and receptionists. They know what's going on. Yeah, the first editor I worked for in North Carolina, the managing editor, he was the Raleigh, the State House correspondent, the Capitol correspondent for the paper, and he always said, "That's the thing. You got to stay on good with the secretaries, you know, because they'll tell you what's going on. They'll let you know if someone's trying to duck out too." 844. That's good. There's some good tips here. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Kids, if you borrow money, pay it back.
They don't want to hear that, Mark, from old farts like you and me.
Well, that's why I'm not invited to speak, and neither are you.
I know, exactly. Exactly. I don't care either. 844-500-4242. Janet, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Janet.
Mine's pretty simple. It's say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Yeah. Well, my version of that is, never write when you can speak, never speak when you can nod, never nod when you can wink. That's really true. They have I mentioned earlier, those St. Louis aldermen. They were texting this guy about getting payoffs. Can you believe that? Texting. Did they think they were Michael Sussman and they could get away with texting in a bribery investigation?
Phone logs prove nothing other than you've contacted that person.
Right, right. The only text you should make if you're going to be doing something shady is call me. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Best piece of advice I could give to the graduating class, regardless of what you end up getting your degree in, go try to run a business for at least a year. Then you'll see how what life really is.
Yeah, it's hard to do that, though, just coming out of college. Just start your own business. Not everybody can do that. But I think it really does teach you a lot to be on your own. And here's another thing, too. If you can, keep two jobs. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I learned that early on. You know, something can always happen. Don't rely too much on anybody else. The more you can spread around your sources of income, the better off you are. 844-500-4242. But like Mark says, he and I and most of us aren't ever going to be invited for obvious reasons, for many reasons, to make these addresses. But it's okay. I'd rather just hang around on Saturday. I'm Howie Carr.